Bookstore removes Stephen King books from its website after his Charlie Kirk smear. By Jerome Hudson on September 14, 2025. It author Stephen King is still feeling the fierce repercussions of his lie that assassinated Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk advocated for stoning gays to death. The major United Kingdom-based online bookstore Belfast Books has vowed to remove King's books following his comments, saying his apology doesn't begin to go far enough. "We thought so much more of you at Stephen King," Belfast Books said on X, adding, "and even though this may harm us financially, we're removing all your books from our website." Absolute abhorrent and ill-informed comment in the first instance that an inchoate apology doesn't begin to cover. "Go further," they said. In responding to a post from Fox News host Jesse Waters, who said Kirk was not controversial or polarizing, Stephen King said Kirk advocated for stoning gays to death, just saying. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, suggested a defamation lawsuit against King, saying, "Please share if you agree that the estate of Charlie Kirk should sue Stephen King for defamation over this heinously false accusation. He's crossed a line, it will prove costly." King quickly apologized and deleted his original tweet smearing Kirk. For Belfast Books, and scores of social media users around the world, King's apology was not nearly enough. "It was far from a fulsome apology, and if Mr. King was truly remorseful, he should donate some money to a U.S. charity that supports victims and families of gun violence," the company said over the weekend. Kirk's alleged assassin is in police custody. That man has since been identified as 22-year-old Utah resident named Tyler Robinson. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.